Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another Savvy Offer Hub podcast episode. And this time, again, we have both audio and video format. So if you happen to be on YouTube, unless you're already watching it there, I would love for you to hit subscribe and follow me along. You'll find me on YouTube as Course Creation Lab. So in the previous episode, I was talking a bit more about why I decided to start this YouTube journey, what are my aspirations for it, what are my non-existing plans for it, and really why it feels like now is the time and it feels like something I want to experiment with, honestly. So if you're interested in learning more about that, make sure to go back to that previous episode and listen to it maybe after this one. Now, today, I want to talk about memberships. Memberships is a very close topic for me. I really love the concept of memberships. So even though I myself started as a course creator, and that was my key offer for the longest time, and today I help you to turn any ideas into any products, really, because the diversity in the online space, in the digital product space, there really just are so many different ways to go. And I don't particularly say that one or the other way is always the best way to go. I don't think that everybody needs to have a course. And I don't think the same about membership either. But I want to talk about the concept of memberships and when creating your own membership might be the best way to go. So I created my own first membership around 4 years ago. Honestly, I don't remember the specific time, but when I start to think about it, I realized that it was way longer ago than I actually thought. So I created my first membership because at the time, it literally just felt like the best way to go. I had so many different things I wanted to cover in my content. I didn't want to keep creating different courses and masterclasses, and I had so many of them already that I decided to package them up in a membership. At the time, it was called Your Course Creation Membership. Today, it's called Savvy Offer Hub. And over through these years, it has always been there. It has always been one of my favorite offers I have ever created. And time again, I just remind myself that this is the best offer, the best type of an offer I could have gone for. Honestly, I just love it. And yet again, one of the reasons specifically for me is because I have so many ideas to share. I always have something that I'm working on, some new ideas, some new masterclasses, some new courses, mini courses, and most of this content is available inside the membership. So today, I want to talk about the concept of memberships and whether or not it might be the best fit for you as well. First of all, I have to mention that there are many different types of memberships and membership kind offers that you could create. I specifically want to talk about and focus on lower ticket type of memberships below $100 per month. And we will talk a bit more about pricing as well. It could be $7, it could be $99, but ultimately they are lower ticket items because there are also memberships available for hundreds of dollars, but that's a bit of a different concept altogether. So I'm not going to do a deep dive in that. We will focus on lower ticket items. Okay, so first things first. Membership concept, an idea of membership, could be a great fit for you if either of the following seems to apply in your business. First of all, if you want to provide support more than you want to create content. Now, in most memberships, there will be some content available either way. But if along with the content, you want to provide support, then having membership offer can be one of the best ways to go. Because, for example, you can even create a course. That course can be the core content within the membership. But then that repeated monthly or quarterly payment is coming in for the support portion, right? So technically, your audience can go through the content at whatever pace they want to. You can also pace that content, right? You can release it like one video per month or like one video per week. So if you have like several week course, it can be released over a period of time, so your audience is kind of forced to stay in the membership, which, by the way, is not anything bad. It is a normal strategy to use. they're kind of forced to stay around if they want to see the whole content. Obviously, this is something you communicate up front, so you don't really trick your audience into like $33 membership and then they come in and there's no content because they just have to stay around to see more of it. But if you do communicate it clearly and let them know that there's new content opening every month, not everything will be available right away. It is a common practice. Anyhow, back to the support we go. So when it comes to the support aspect, if you want to have a community chat space, you want to offer, for example, specific day per week as Q&A day to actually connect with you, to get your insights, to get your feedback. Maybe you want to do live sessions with your audience. Those can be weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, whatever works for you. So if you want to provide that support or it just makes perfect sense for your business, then having it as a membership offer can be a great way to go. Because, for example, when it comes to selling a course with support, it can be a bit tricky. There usually is limited time for when the support is available, right? And then your audience might not really manage to do everything within that time frame and they're losing that support aspect. So in the membership, they just stay in the membership as long as they need to receive that additional support. And again, there are many different ways how you can package this. There isn't like one perfect way to go. Just do whatever makes the most sense for you, for your content, and for your audience. Now, along with the support. So support often is a big part of memberships, but it doesn't mean that you always have to provide all the support to have a membership, okay? So even if you don't aspire to always be present, always answer all the questions or do live Q&As, which is perfectly fine if you don't, there are other reasons why a membership could be a good idea. And the second reason is if your content, if your niche, if there's always evolvement happening, if there's always something new. For example, social media, right? I know several memberships that are focused on providing you latest on social media, specifically Instagram. What is currently working? What are new features that are coming in? What are the trending reels? What are the trending sounds? What you can do to create better content? Now, in these type of memberships, there's always something going on, right? Instagram is always changing and shifting. There are always new trends coming in. So there are these regular type of updates. And social media and marketing is not the only niche. So if you are in the niche that always has something going on and it is relevant for you to be sharing this information within this space, and it's interesting for audience to actually follow along with it and pay for these updates, then having a membership offer can also be a good way to go. Now, as for the third reason, having a membership could be great if you are always creating more content. This was my case where I just had so many different ideas. My niche isn't particularly evolving all the time. Yes, there's a lot happening in digital products. There's always something new, especially these days. There are like different tools, different platforms, and so on. But it's not really as relevant that I'm always giving all of these updates because that's not what my offer is all about. My offer is about helping you to turn your ideas into products. And those key steps, they don't really change. However, I have so much to say. I have so much to share. I have so many different ideas. I want to create different masterclasses. I want to create different workshops, mini courses. I want to do walkthroughs, like show you exactly how to do things. And all of that is happening inside the membership, right? As soon as I have an idea, I don't have to consider where am I going to put this information, how much it's going to cost, how am I going to share it. I'm just putting it in the membership. So if you also happen to be on the content creation role, then you can definitely consider that as well. And this doesn't mean that you have to always fill your membership with more stuff. It doesn't mean that your content has to have consistent updates. Some memberships get their content updated quarterly. Others will have live sessions once per month, and then this live session is saved and uploaded as a content. There are many different ways to go, and honestly, it really matters on what you want to do, what is your vision. And then once you have that vision clearly set, you really just want to be mindful about delivering that information to your potential customers. So they don't come in expecting something that you're not going to be providing. You want to be very clear about what it is that you're doing inside this membership, what they can expect, how many updates, how much support. Also keep in mind when it comes to building a membership offer that your membership offer can serve your audience at different levels. Your offer doesn't have to be low ticket, serving only those who are just taking their first steps. Your membership can also be for those who have already been through a specific journey in your space. For example, they have gone through a course, they have gone through a coaching program, or whatever else it is that you may be working on or already offering. After that, the next step can be your membership as well. This is a bit less common because generally this will mean that you need a big influx of people in the first place for that membership to be really a viable offer. But for example, if you are creating a membership where the focus is on providing support, it might make perfect sense because then, for example, if they have gone through the course, as I mentioned before, and now they need that support version as well, they have questions to ask, or for example, it's fitness or it's health kind of a journey, right? So you have a course that lasts, let's say, 6 weeks. Now, after they have gone through the course, they might still be experiencing challenges. They might still have questions. They might actually want to join a community where they can do this experience with others, right? And this is that part where your membership can come in as an offer. And talking about all of that, let's also talk about prices and expectations, because ultimately your membership can be, as I already mentioned, whatever you want it to be, right? You just have to be very clear that you communicate it as you are selling. But when it comes to different price points, there are some general expectations of what would be included or how it could look like. So first on the list, we have the lowest ticket items, which are rather popular, I would say, and those are $7 per month memberships. Now, here we have some variations, right? When I say $7, I don't mean only $7. There are some for $5, some for $9, some for $11, right? We're within the same price range where that cost of $7 per month doesn't really matter. So whoever is joining, they are not going to be thinking about that investment. And in most cases, because of that, because of this low cost, it is a bit easier to grow this community. Now, you don't want to be selling yourself short, right? You don't want to be selling all your experience. You don't want to sell your coaching. You don't want to sell like free one-on-one sessions for $7 monthly, right? Usually, these type of offers are more community-driven. So you may have some base content that you are adding. Like I mentioned before, maybe there's a course you want to add. So you have that base content in there, and then there's a community. You may be present in the community, but for the $7 per month, you may not really have specific like office hours, or you may not be checking in all the time, right? But ultimately, it is the kind of offer where people just join to explore, to connect with others. And again, this really, really depends. Some people do offer a bit more for these $7, but usually this is when the next level offer comes in. Now, next level offer when it comes to still low ticket memberships is that medium range, which is usually from $30 to $60 per month. This is that range where you can already expect some more consistent support or some more consistent updates. So it's not only a matter of getting in the space and having the community. It's usually more typical within these spaces to have, for example, a monthly live masterclass or maybe quarterly updates. This way, whenever somebody is joining, they're getting that base content, maybe they're getting the community, plus they're getting something extra as well. And the last but not least, still on the lower end, but we have the highest price range, which is around $100 per month. Now, within this space, there are already a bit higher expectations, right? Usually there will be some Q&A sessions. Maybe there are some review sessions or provided feedback. Maybe there are weekly or monthly updates. But again, I have to say that this really depends on your offer, right? Whatever makes the most sense for you, you want to make sure that it's viable for you money-wise. You want to make sure that you're actually getting something out of it. But also keep in mind that especially when it's lower ticket item like $7 spaces, they are not there to make you money. They are there to foster that community sense. They are there to help you to grow your community, to build trust within your community. And then once they are already in that low ticket space, they are a lot more likely to make that next step purchasing decision. So either you are selling a course or you're selling a coaching offer. When somebody is already in your $7 space, they see what you're all about. They see your posts, they see your content, they see your teaching style. All of that will make them more confident when it comes to investing in anything more. There are many lower ticket offers that are built specifically to sell bigger ticket items. There really isn't a right or wrong way to go. If you want to create your membership as a core offer and actually make money out of it, it will be probably higher priced. But if you want to have it as part of your funnel, as part of your customer experience, it can be way lower priced as well. Now, that's all bit from me for this time about the memberships. If you have any questions or there's any other specific topic you would like to hear more about, definitely let me know. You can always reach out to me on Instagram at CourseCreationLab or leave a comment below with any questions and topic suggestions. I always love to hear from you. I hope to see you in the next episode.